Brilliance Audio presents Night Driver by Ronald Colby, performed by the author. Prologue. In the early morning light, retired Detective Jim Pearson lumbered from the small rustic lodge toward the outhouse. In the distance, mist rose off the Nakina River. Pearson looked around and noted with relief the sky was a clear blue. The weather had been abysmal since the small seaplane dropped them off from Juneau 4 days earlier. At 79, he acknowledged he might be getting too old for this sort of primitive pleasure. In the years since his retirement from the Los Angeles Police Department, he had made the annual pilgrimage to hook into huge salmon throughout the Pacific Northwest. But every year, even the remote regions he frequented, the salmon runs were thinner. So was his blood. "It's too cold. I'm too old, and I'm also not a very good fisherman," Pearson mused as he sat down on the frosty seat in the outhouse. The ventilation slats let in rays of welcome morning sun. He picked up a magazine from the well-thumbed pile on the wooden plank, put on his glasses, and started browsing. It was a copy of Time, 6 months out of date. Pearson flipped his way toward the back of the magazine and quickly scanned the old news when his eyes suddenly fell upon the review of a book by a contemporary photographer. Uncharacteristically, the magazine had given strong praise and printed several pictures from the book. One was of Haitian refugees struggling in deep water near their capsized boat. They reached toward the camera as though the lens might pluck them away from their flimsy sinking craft. Another was of a man staring into the camera from a blackened landscape as the oil fires of Kuwait raged in the background. Exhaustion had left the firefighter's face slack. His eyes glazed, and smoke from the conflagration had coated his face to match the ruined background. There were recent pictures of the revolutions in Libya and Egypt, but the photograph that captured Pearson's attention the most was a poignant shot of three children in Rwanda standing in the doorway of their home. Their bellies were distended from malnutrition. Their eyes bulged from gaunt faces as they stared down at the machete-slain parents lying before them. The photograph told a massive story of the ruination of an entire country. Pearson began to close the magazine out of compassion when suddenly his eyes caught the name of the photographer. Pearson struggled with the distantly familiar name. Minuscule sparks in his aging brain fired around until they finally hit the right nerve.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?